This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cannon of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was seen riding.
Uncle JP, Uncle JP.
Okay, ho, ho, ho. Gather around.
You said you were going to get us a puppy for Christmas this year.
No.
But all the boxes haven't barked.
No, I said I was going to give you a puppet for Christmas this year. It's a puppet of a puppy, but, there's not going to be a Christmas this year.
This is just a skinned dog.
I'm sorry?
You, inside the box was a skinned dog.
Yeah, like that, like,
that's a corn. That's a corn dog
like
with no corn.
Marionette.
That's what that is. What? Yeah, okay.
You like made it look like a marionette puppet. You put little like a little bow tie on.
I should be horrified, but I'm numb to this at this point.
Shut up now. You're doing entirely. You're doing entirely too much new content. Now this is a clip show here. So what we're doing here is I'm going to read you kids a story. Okay, it's a Christmas story, so you're going to like it.
And then after the Christmas story, it's going to be all the content of you on the show. Well, most of it anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be a little best of JP Riddles thing. But before we can get to that, we got to get to the night before Christmas.
Okay? Uncle JP.
Mm-hmm.
You told me in secret that this was going to be a quit show. You said because it's hard to find?
Well, that's true. Oh, that's true. But you can always find the clit in a squirrel.
JP Riddles, I got a question.
Yes, sir?
Is it right next to its nuts?
Uh-huh.
I got a question. Yeah. We left cookies and milk for Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's going to like the cookies and milk that we left for him?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he certainly didn't just pour that milk all over that cookie, make himself a cookie casserole cake, and eat it like a bowl of Cheerios. But if he did, I'm sure that Santa Claus really enjoyed the milk that your kids left. Now, let me read you one of my swan lumps. Okay, here we go.
I heard reindeer.
This is Swan Lumps number 107. The night before Christmas.
But what about the reindeer?
Shut up now. Pay attention. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a moose. That says mouse. Sorry, J.P. Riddles has had whiskey today.
What?
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that old J.P. Riddles soon would be there. Well, the children were nestled all snug in their jammies.
That's us.
Mm-hmm. Well, J.P. Riddles fell asleep in his Camry. And if he was honest, it wasn't his car, but he'd shattered the window with a piece of rebar.
Wait, that car over there? That's a RAV4.
A Toyota's a Toyota, punk. And Mama in her kerchief and Dad in his cap would soon find that someone had shattered the back window of the Toyota and taken a crap.
What's a kerchief?
I think it's Russian.
It's like a handkerchief for a curd. When out on the roof, there arose such a clatter.
Dad, oh, that's like the reindeer you heard.
Yeah, the reindeer.
Dad sprang up from bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window he flew like a flash, tore open the shutter, and threw up the sash.
The sash.
He threw it up? Did he eat a sash?
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to his wandering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer. But on closer inspection, the reindeer were raccoons, and some of them had weapons like forks, knives, and spoons. They brandished their cutlery and gnashed on their teeth, and a shadowy figure rose from beneath.
Santa!
The little old driver, so lively and quick, and covered in what must be his own sick. Dripping with rabies, his coursers they came, and he spit, and he cursed, and he called them by name. Now Mad Dog, now Splinter, now President Nixon. On concrete, on cumin. Oh, Dogbert on Blimpman.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away, y'all.
Uncle JP, can we stop?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you getting scared?
Yeah.
Well, you fucking should be.
I don't
want
to celebrate Christmas.
No, Christmas isn't
Where's
a celebration.
Santa?
No, no, don't worry about that. We're just getting to the good part. My idiot brother thinks he's safe in his castle. Well, tonight, boys, we dine on the flesh of that asshole. As dry leaves that
Dad?
Before.
Dad?
He ain't home.
Mom?
It's a special. Hey, come here. Come in close. It's a special J.P. Riddles Christmas this year.
J.P. Riddles, why are you dressed like Santa, but you have none of the same mannerisms?
You look like Dan Aykroyd in Trading Places.
you
got
like
salmon
Aykroyd.
In your beard.
I beat up a mall man and I took his clothes.
What's a mall man?
What's a mall man?
What do you think a mall man is? Uncle J.P., we're not moving on until you explain what a mall man is.
It's a Paul Mall. Paul Wall. DJ... okay, as dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So the raccoon's little claws scurried up the gutters, and old J.P. Riddles gave his curses and mutters. And motherfucking get into my brother's house and eat his clothes and sleep in his poop. Now, a sleigh full of toys would be a welcome relief, but old J.P. Riddles pulled a knife from his sheath. And by knife, I mean old rusty beefaroni lid. And the sheath was a sock that he nabbed from some kid. And by nabbed as a term is more flowery flattery, for in truth, the kid had smacked him with a sock full of batteries.
Oh my God.
And then to everyone's horror, up on the roof came the prancing and pawing of each little hoof.
Uncle J.P.?
Mm-hmm.
There's police outside.
Okay, well, those police are going to have to celebrate Christmas by themselves because we're all stocked up tonight. Okay, where was I?
Something about a hoof?
Oh, yeah, and to everyone's horror, up on the roof came the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. That's right, J.P. Riddles had taped hooves to the beasts, which only made them more furious and somehow more diseased.
Didn't rhyme.
All right. What are you, a fucking art critic? No, you're a little boy. You're wearing your jammies and you're here for a story.
We're here for Christmas.
Please.
I don't believe in Christmas.
Please let us go.
I'll let you go. We'll all go soon to heaven.
Oh, no.
As the family drew together at the terrible sound, down the chimney, J.P. Riddles came with a bound. And he was dressed in what one might have described as clothes, but they'd long since been rotted and all but decomposed. I don't know how inorganic matter decomposes, but that's what the case was.
Are you giving your own writing notes?
J.P. Riddle?
Uh-huh.
Is it true that you lived in the chimney of our house for several years?
I wouldn't call that living what I did in that chimney, but I sexed it good. From his head to
his... How do you have sex in a chimney?
Uncomfortably. From his head to his foot, he was covered in scratches, and his hair was a tangle and missing in patches. Could use himself some keeps. And picking himself up from the ground with a scoop, one thing became clear. He was covered in poop. Well, it looks like J.P. Riddles made a mess in your car, he shrieked, making his way to the bar. And he mixed up a cocktail that suited his taste, one part vermouth and four parts squirrel paste. You kids know what squirrel paste is, right?
It's what you wrote this poem in.
Oh, yep.
It's what you gave me for my birthday. You got me a live squirrel, and then you told me to wring it out.
Yeah,
and then I could use the paste for several different things.
You kids are smart. What did I say those things were?
It's a binding agent for arts and crafts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you said squirrel paste is also a discontinued music mag, specifically for squirrels who are into alt music?
Yeah, specifically I said eating, cooking, stuffing, and snooking. And that's a kissing term from Harry Potter, I think. Anyway, he drank it down quickly and
snogging.
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
That's when you
careful.
I know.
That's when you fall asleep in the fog. No. He drank it down quickly and spit for good measure, his eyes full of fury and panic and pleasure. And then to the floor flung the bindle from his back, and he looked like a maniac ripping open his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose like a cherry. His breath, a disaster. His skin, a damn crime. And every single inch of him covered in grime. His dirty little mouth was drawn up like a snake. And the beard on his chin was obviously fake.
Mercy. Oh, Uncle JP, mercy.
No. We gotta finish the riddle with the Christmas miracle, huh? Oh, he was skinny and crazy, a right jolly old elf. And they cried when they saw him in spite of themselves. With a wink of his one good eye and a twist of his head, soon filled the family with thoughts of great dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk.
Sissy.
He said he was skinny and crazy.
I think this is where we die. Oh, please.
Hey, talk about yourselves. I'm just going to roll myself a squirrel cigarette.
I just thought this was going to be a typical Swan Lumps, but I guess it's a Christmas theme Swan Lumps that are specific to the events that just happened in our house.
Smoke a squirrel, smoke a squirrel.
The squirrel's not even dead yet. The squirrel is smoking as he smokes the squirrel.
He's singing a song about wrapping up a squirrel like a cigarette, but he's cutting open his stomach with glass.
And laying his finger aside of his nose, he shot a snot rocket, and up the chimney he rose. He sprang up his sleigh, his raccoons a-cooing, and they covered him instantly, and then started chewing. But they heard him exclaim ere he sped out of sight, "Get these damn raccoons off me, for I'll die from their bites." And slowly, the family peeked into their stockings, and to no one's surprise, they were all filled with squirrel droppings. Well, that's the story, and Merry Christmas to you, Uncle JP. Kids. I wrote that maybe partially a little autobiographical of old JP Riddles.
JP Riddles, even on a day like today, and you're the craziest skinny old man I've ever seen in my life, I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays, and I hope your heart feels warm today, too.
Yeah, Uncle JP, I'm going to use your full name because that's how much love is in my heart.
Okay.
I love you, Uncle JP Nickelodeon Skack Riddles.
Well, you kids are, you know, old JP Riddles doesn't get very sentimental often, but I got to tell you that.
Drop the Santa. You're just mental. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's a good jab, and it's a good jab. You kids are important to me, and though my brother might speak ill of me, I want you to know that there's always a place that old J.P. Riddles is waiting, and it's not in your heart, it's in a jail cell, because...
Or our chimney for several years.
Well, that's for sure, and I wouldn't go in that chimney as well, because my squirrel wife's still in there, and she's mad at me because I got her in the old family way and left one night.
Is this the one you call Squife?
My Squife.
Squirrel wife.
And you had a second squirrel wife, too. You call it your squeakle?
Oh, my God.
My side squeak. Yep.
There's only one thing we want for Christmas from you.
What's that,
and
kids?
It's a clip show of all of your appearances on the show, starting with your origin story in episode 5.
Well, that would be a Christmas miracle.
And ending with your orgy story.
Would I sing Blue Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know what, kids? Since it's Christmas and since you asked nicely, I'll do you exactly that. So everyone strap in and enjoy your Christmas. Remember, this is a show that's for the kids and for the family, so play it around the hearth at Christmas time. Nope. Okay, I'm being told not. And old J.P. Riddles will see you in 2008. That's next year, right?
No. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good man. Squirrel.
Take me to the hospital.
I'm thrilled to say that Aaron is going to be our old woman riddles today.
Old man puzzles.
Old man puzzles. And you also, we did introduce ourselves.
I'm Adel Rafai.
J.
P.
C. I should have said riddles. I regret that so much.
Oh, I'm rebranding. And Aaron is here as well.
And Aaron Keep is here.
I'm JPC, rebranding the myself. P stands for pussies.
I'm rebranding myself to JP Riddles.
JP Riddles.
JP Riddles and Associates.
Or JPC stands for jokes, puzzies, and clues.
By the way, JP Riddles sounds like a knockoff R.L. Stein.
Yeah.
Did you read that new book by JP Riddles? No,
shut
it's
up.
Terrible. No.
Swan
Shut up, nerd. Swan Bump.
bumps.
I'm JP Reynolds, and these are my swan bumps.
Oh, instead of goosebumps?
Yeah.
Swan bumps.
I said like, swan lumps. But swan cheers. Lumps.
I do. I liked how we changed swan, but we kept bumps.
Okay. I have to ask for JP Reynolds to read us an excerpt from one of his newest books in the series called Swam Lump. Swam Lump.
For the Swan. Spooky children's what? Series.
You know that thing where you have a stroke? This the Swam Lumps series.
This is my latest Swam Lumps book, but what's the title of the book?
The title of the book.
Goosebumps.
So let's set this. We're all around a campfire, and let's have JP Riddles read us from his new book.
Wait, we're all around the campfire? Is this Are You Afraid of the Dark, or is this JP Riddles? Yeah,
that's what I said.
Gotcha.
Mr. Riddles, read your story.
How do you kids keep finding me? Oh, boy. All right, you little perverts. I'll read you a story. This is my latest Swan Lumps, and it's called Goosebumps. Little Kevin Braverman was a very brave little boy.
Oh, he's aptly named.
And he was also very Kevinly, which, as we know, means Swedish.
Are you saying sweet-ish?
Sweet-ish, yes.
Like he's kind of sweet?
Stop interrupting me, you little shitbird. And Kevin Braverman was constantly being bullied at school. Oh, Kevin Braverman, if you're so brave, you'll go spend a night in the old McMansion.
A coward like you, Kyle. He's a coward like you.
I'm a coward.
Yes.
Also, that doesn't sound like bullying. That sounds like he's being challenged.
Yes. Well, one man's challenge is another man's bully. Kevin Braverman thought, I can spend a night in the old place. It's not as haunted as everyone says. So he crept up to the old house. He
crept or creeped?
I'm sorry?
You said he crept up to the old house. Would it be
What are you, creep? A fucking editor?
I am, for the school newspaper.
Really?
Go Knights.
What's... N-I-G-H-T?
N-I-G-H-T-S.
Great, nice.
Nighttime is when I come alive.
Perfect. What do you charge? We should talk. My editor, I think he's fucking screwing me over here.
You couldn't afford me.
What happened next? What happened to Kevin Braverman?
Kevin Braverman opened the door.
Creaky door sound.
And walked into the house.
Creaking floor sound.
And... he shut the door behind him, and he went fast asleep. But little did he know, an old author who was very crazy lived in the house, and the author murdered Kevin Braverman with, he clubbed him to death with a fucking book, because Kevin Braverman and his dipshit little friend would follow the author into the woods at all hours of the night. Ooh. And the author was just trying to get out there to masturbate because his damn wife won't let him do it.
What
in
was the
house.
Author's name? What was the author's name?
Look at my arm. I have swan lump.
That author's name, book close, was J.P. Reynolds. A club, 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 club.
We're in a club now. Thank you.
I can't believe you gave us these jackets.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
Members only.
Members only.
Do you think R.L. Stein's going to sue you?
What's that? Yeah, I do think R.L. Stein's going to sue me. But
not for this.
But not for this. Oh, and we actually have a special guest to read this riddle.
Oh, God.
And that is J.P. Riddles himself reading the riddle from one of his famous Swan Lumps books.
Let's gather around.
Let's gather around the campfire.
Well, hello there, children.
Hi, J.P. Riddles.
Oh, it's me, J.P. Riddles.
You look
That's
worse.
What I just said.
What do you mean I look worse?
You look like you've aged 20 years.
Yeah, since the last time we saw you, which was just a couple days ago.
Well, yeah, well, last time it was night and this is the day.
Have you just been eating all these Chef Boyardee SpaghettiOs?
No, these are... The neighborhood kids throw these in my yard.
They're
these
cold.
Well, they're empty. What do you mean they're cold? It's canned.
Are you living out here?
No, I live in the house. Why would I live in the yard?
There's I can see one of your testicles through your shorts.
That's the way the shorts were designed.
I don't think so. Billabong doesn't make shorts like that.
Well, these are Billabong. They're Bogabills. I can't afford Billabongs.
Chef Boyardee all over your fingers.
Yeah, well, I had to clear off the cans from the yard. Every part of this is explainable.
Why is it on the corner of your mouth?
Well, I tripped when I was cleaning it up, and I rubbed, you know, when you rub your finger in your mouth like you got an idea or a secret?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Is your wife not? Read the story.
Would you like to hear one of my swan lumps or not?
Yes. What?
Why does the town call you the worst man that's ever lived?
Okay, well, I lost one vote to have my name replaced with that, and that's what I am.
And we have a statue for R.L. Stine in the middle of town.
I know.
Why don't we have a statue for you?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, J.P. Riddles had a statue put up, but I guess it was deemed to be pornography by the... by the judicial board, and I lost a court case, and so now the statue's here in my yard. And as you can see, it's covered in Chef Boyardee cans because some of the naughtier parts. Can I read my swan lump or not?
Please.
Why would you sculpt one testicle coming out of the shorts?
Swan lumps.
That's one of my swan lumps. All right. Okay. This is a riddle from the Cuckoo Bird's Conundrum. Swan Lumps 104.
That J.K. Rowling book?
Shut up! Oh, I'm sorry. J.P. Riddles didn't mean to yell. This is a riddle from the Cuckoo Bird's Conundrum. Swan Lumps 104.
J.P. Riddles, J.K. Rowling. Are you related to J.K. Rowling?
Right, what's the riddle?
Let me read the riddle. They have not flesh, nor feathers, nor scales, nor bone. Yet they have fingers and thumbs of their own.
Dog, it's dog.
What? Oh, yeah. Oh, it's dogs.
Is it you?
Wait, I got flesh and bones. I got bone all night. I'll
Does
have
it
you
look
kids
like
know.
It? Are you Jesus. Okay?
I'm fine. I'm full of Chef Boyardee. I'm living in my yard. I'm good.
You said you didn't eat. Oh, hey, brother.
Real quick, can you repeat I can bone all night into this tape recorder?
All right. Here's the riddle one more time. It's from the Cuckoo Bird's Conundrum. Swan Lumps 104 or 9. It's for both. I repeated a book. They have not flesh, nor feathers, nor scales, nor bone. Yet they have fingers and thumbs of their own. What are they?
Gloves.
Probably
gloves.
Yeah, you got it. It's gloves.
It's so worth it.
You happy, smart guy?
That journey could have been shorter.
What's your name, smart guy?
My name is Michael.
Michael. What's your last name, Michael?
Michelson.
Michelson. I got another little swan lumps for you. You ready for it?
Oh, it's not over.
Yeah, there's another one.
Why are you just raising the back of your hand?
Here's one for you, little buddy. There once was an annoying shitbird brat who lived in a small town with an angry pervert. And this pervert had been kicked out of his house by a wife who hates him, and so he's in his yard with his pornography statue, and he's eating Chef Boyardee off the ground.
Sounds like you, Michael.
And it's not Chef Boyardee he bought in a store, mind you. It's Chef Boyardee that neighborhood boys and girls have thrown at him. But he's making the best out of a bad situation. He's getting a little meal. And sure, he's cutting his fingers up pretty bad on those cans, but makes the fingers bloody, and oh, the blood hides the pain. Anyway, this dumb shitbird little kid comes in and runs his mouth off because he thinks he knows the answer to the riddle. And guess what he does? He's the smartest boy in town. But I'll tell you something this little kid doesn't know. I'm going to stab you in the heart and give you hepatitis.
Is it gloves?
Gloves.
Actually, can I hear it again?
Oh, boy. All right, good night, everybody.
It's a living.
It's 3 a.m.
Wow, thanks, J.P. Riddles. Oh, I always love it when he stops by and does one of his...
J.P.C., you were just in the bathroom. You missed it.
Oh, man.
J.P. Riddles was here.
I was just in the corner peeing on myself. You
It took forever.
Well, you know what? I'm pee shy.
Yeah.
There's people, a lot of screaming. Speaking of kids, I think that we should travel back to one of our lost episodes. This is one...
Oh, when the podcast used to be about solving the puzzles and riddles in the TV 26. Show Lost?
So this episode, you're probably going to notice, has a pretty big glaring audio flare in it. But we're going to go back to it anyway because this is one of our favorite segments. It is a return to Swan Lumps and our old friend J.P. Riddles. Bloop, 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 bloop.
Mr. Riddles.
All right.
Mr. Riddles, can I ask you something?
Oh, you gather around, children, and I'll just tell
can
you
Can I ask you something?
Yes, you there in the front.
If it's not Penny's boat, whose boat was it?
Shut up. You shut up. And you, no more questions out of you.
What's the smoke monster?
Shut up.
Mr. Whittles.
Blonde girl, although that does not look like a good hair color for you. I recommend fixing that. It's not going to go well for you, sweetie.
Hey, Mr. Whittles, calm down. She didn't dye it. She was frightened.
All right. Calm down, front teeth.
Mr. Whittles, do you like being our babysitter?
Do I like being your babysitter? Did I need the money? The answer to both those questions are no. As you know, I do have a considerable amount of money being held by the federal government until I can prove that I'm a human person.
Oh, can you read us a chapter from one of your famous books while we all indulge in a 12-ounce bottle of Surge?
Yes, you can now.
But Mr. Whittles... what were the numbers that Desmond had to type into the
computer? Why don't we just read one of my books, okay? Enough of these fucking questions about a show I only saw four seasons of, okay?
And Mr. Whittles, why don't you have kids of your own?
Why don't I have kids of my own?
Kids in the neighborhood say you got a broke dick. Yeah. They say that dick don't work. That
kids in the neighborhood said that you spent the better part of the year trying to make a puppet come alive to be your son.
Okay, well.
Some people say puppet, some people say puppy.
The answer to that question is in Swan Lumps 276. A lump in the back of the goat.
Oh, no.
Do you want to hear the story or not? Okay. This is it's the only autobiographical Swan Lumps I ever wrote.
Sissy. Mm-hmm. That's a blank journal.
Uh-oh.
Now, do you kids want to hear it? Swan Loves 276, the lump in the back of the goat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Yeah, but Mr. Whittles, you're covered in crumbs. You just covered head to toe in crumbs.
These are not crumbs. These are sequins from a sweatshirt I ate.
Will you promise when you say back of the goat that you don't say it in the voice of Adam Sandler?
I will not promise that I won't say back of the goat.
Because last time you said,
all right,
there's
shut up
a
now.
Lump in the back of the goat.
Shut up. Now, here's what's going on in your back of the goat. All right. It was a dark and stormy St. Patrick's Day morning when a little kid, let's just call him Billy.
That's my name.
Oh, is it? Good. Well, Billy and his dumbass little sister, who had a bad dye job and an even worse personality, came and bothered old, let's just call him J.P. Riddles.
Why did Boone have to die? He was so handsome.
Now, he had just finished eating a sweet sweatshirt. And, oh, boy, he had them secret crumbs dribbling all down his chest. And they asked him a bunch of bullshit questions about how he spent, 18 months trying to make a puppet come to life. And eventually he shoved a little puppy's organs in the puppet and tried to push it all together and make that live. But, you know, that didn't work out so well for old J.P. Riddles. And so he put out a bulletin board ad and said, I'd like to watch everyone's kids. And I charged $9. And those fucking asshole parents haggled him down to $7.50 an hour, which he can't live on. But they were like, you know, what is life for a man like you? And anyway, he used that entry point to sneak into that house. And he stole all the toothpaste and medicine pills that he could. And he shoved them down his mouth and he ate those things and he chewed them all up. And it gave him super strength. And then he took all the couch cushions and he taped them to his body so the police bullets couldn't get him. And he walked into a bank and he said, I'll have all the money in the bank. And ting, ting, ping, ping. Oh, they shot him and it hurt. Oh, it hurt. It went right through those couch cushions and old J.P. Riddles died. He died and he cursed those damn kids, Billy and Bad Dad Job.
We got to J.P. Riddles' funeral where a relative is speaking.
J.P. Riddles has faked his death more than any man I know. It's almost weekly. So, I'm going to keep reading the speech I've read every time.
I have a few things to say.
A ghost!
It's the puppet boy with the puppy organs.
As an ambulatory puppet with puppy organs, I feel like I knew J.P. Riddles better than anyone. He was a terrible man.
Crunch in the butt! What was it?
Crunch in the butt?
What was the thing?
I don't know what you're talking about. We're in present day. Why would I know a future phrase? I mean, it's probably something cool like crunch but upside down.
I think I knew J.P. Riddles better than anyone.
Oh, hey, J.P. Riddle.
No, my name is John Patrick Cohen. I'm the author of the very popular J.P. Riddles books, where there exists a world where a character named J.P. Riddles writes a popular series of books called Swan Lumps.
Oh, like Lemony Snicket did?
Oh, is this like a lemony snicket thing?
Antsy. Oh, I missed JP Riddles. I'm yeah. going to be honest with you. Mm.
I don't know. I hate him.
Also, has anyone drawn JP Riddles yet?
I've heard, and this is folklore, common folklore, that he cannot be drawn because the visage that you would draw would be so dreadful that it would chill your very wine.
I want
the whole world
to see a scene
okay.
where I want to see JP Riddles mm-hmm. in a hole, and I want two kids to, we're going to play the two kids who've stumbled across JP Riddles. Our Swan Lumps author
okay.
Stuck in a hole.
I'm always happy to bring some Swan Lumps into this.
Right. hello?
Hello? Hello in
hey,
there?
Hey, who goes there? Who goes there?
Hey, it's us.
It's us.
Oh, you're those two kids who keep following me around.
We're your yeah. niece and nephew, please.
Yeah. Well, okay, now, that's also, we unconfirmed.
Came in, we came into the woods because we wanted to learn about nature, and we have an insect book. Where you like check next to the insect that you get you
Let see. Me see that insect book.
Did you know that in...
none of this is food? Useless.
It's a book.
Well, I thought maybe there was samples inside.
What book has samples inside?
Magazines is what you're thinking of.
Yeah, they are scratch and sniff sometimes. Shut up! What are you two little dipshits doing out here in the woods?
We were looking for insects, specifically an earwig. Did you know that an earwig is a bug?
Who gives a shit? Now leave me alone. I'm laying in this grave waiting for the Lord to take me.
It looks like you're stuck. All you have down there is a tarp. And what are those other things?
This isn't a tarp. These are pants.
Oh, God.
These are pants that I made a tarp that I made into pants.
What else is you down can't... there with you? Here, let me shine this flashlight.
There's a raccoon penis bone. Some empty Lunchables containers. They were the pizza kind, but...
Did you eat them?
No, the raccoon ate them, and then I ate the raccoon. All that's left is this little penis bone down here.
Did he taste like pizza?
Oh, God, no. He tasted like trash and death and cigarettes and stale ash.
Why are you balls deep in a Jimmy John's sandwich?
Oh, that's what this is? Well, damn. I've ruined it. I've ruined it, but okay. That makes more sense.
That.
Yeah,
could have eaten that.
What else is down there?
Okay, there's some loose cigarettes, some loosies as they're called.
Tell us a story. And yeah. use everything you see down there.
Okay, and the other thing that's down here is one of our famous Swan Lumps
Yay,
books.
Swan Lumps! Wait, Charlie,
Who?
You go down. Your nephew, Charlie!
First of all, you're not my nephew, okay? I don't have a brother anymore.
I'm Charlie, and this is Wilson's War.
I'm Wilson's War! Our parents are weird.
Yeah,
okay, so, Charlie, you go down, and I'm going to go on your shoulders, and then you lower me down.
How the fuck's that gonna work?
We're gonna be in the hole with you.
What, are you gonna grab him?
He's gonna drop, and then I'm gonna drop
his shoulders, yeah, I got you.
And he's gonna drop me to the ground.
All right, come on down.
One, two, three.
Yeah, all right.
We're here.
Boy,
tell us
boy.
A story.
I dug this grave to die in, but since you kids are here, and since I got one of my Swan Lumps, I might as well give you all a little story.
Here's a flashlight.
Okay, thank you. I can't eat this, so we're hucking into the woods. Hurry up! All right. All right, now.
Did you say huck it into the woods?
Yeah.
Is that like Chuck, but without the scene?
I'm not getting sued. Okay, NBC's Chuck is litigious. Okay. He's in that new movie about being a superhero.
We really needed that flashlight. It's dark.
Zachary Levi went away for a couple of years. Then he was in Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and now he's back and he's a superhero. Okay.
Erin Keefe thinks he's really handsome. Sometimes she cites him as being her exact type.
He's too tall. How does he play opposite of anybody? He's 6'5", 6'6".
That's why in Shazam they put him opposite kids.
That's true. Yeah, okay.
Accentuate the difference.
Looks like everybody got a fucking answer for old J.P. Riddles.
Tell us a story.
I will. Okay, this is Swan Lumps 122.
Say it like Borat.
What?
Say Swan Lumps like Borat.
Swan Lumps? There's a Swan Lumps 122, the old man who laid down in his own grave. Okay, here we go. Once upon a time, there was a very old man who was so old he didn't want to live.
How old was he?
That's not a call and response.
How old was he?
Okay, he was 105 years old. He was so sick of this world, sick of all the little piss ant, miscreant shitball, little ass bird kids.
How sick was he?
Walking around with their scam boards and their fucking not food flashlights.
Flashlights. Scare board?
Raccoon penises. He decided he was just going to lay down in the grave, end it all. So he ate a bunch of bricks. He's sunk himself into down of a deep hole in the forest. Well, wouldn't you know, two shit little bird kids, that his stupid brother, who he does not respect kids, Charlie and Wilson's war, came out of the forest. And old J.P. Riddles was so full of fucking fake crab meat and raccoon parts that...
got to the raccoon stomach, that didn't taste like Pizza Lunchables?
I just had to throw out the stomach.
And if you would have asked, I would have bought you imitation crab meat. Fake crab meat's terrible.
Well, fake crab meat is what old J.P. Riddles told himself he was eating to get that raccoon down. Anyway, anyhow, anywho, he killed those little kids.
I want to go home.
Yeah, we all want to go home.
I want to find a bug, and I want my flashlight back.
Okay, well, you know what? Let me boost you out of this grave.
Your shoulder's breaking under the weight of us. I can feel it.
It's okay. My shoulder's old. Dust turns to sand. The Egypt winds blow it away.
Same.
I missed him. That sound. I want my text sound to be the sound of you throwing the flashlight. I love it.
One of the fun things about playing characters is doing laughing as characters or doing something as a character that you weren't expected to do, like make a sound of a character exerting themselves just to see what it's gonna be. What does this sound like to this person?
Oh, it's so funny. God, that is my favorite thing about the show. Is J.P. Riddle. Right. I'm not even joking.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, no. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be able to
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or?
I don't quite know how it works.
Mom?
What?
Mom? Can we stay with Uncle J.P. Riddles?
Are you kidding? You want to stay with J.P. Riddles? All right, you know, I'm going to give him a call.
He doesn't have a phone.
He just has that tin can connected to a goat.
I'm calling it. Ready? J.P. Riddles.
Move over, goat. Give me here. Get out of here. You take too much of my salmon. I said half the salmon. You took more than half.
J.P.
Hold on.
It's your sister.
I don't have a sister.
You have a sister.
I don't have a damn sister.
We're twins.
All right, Molly, what do you want?
All right, here's the thing.
Yeah?
The kids want to stay with you for a spell. Can they stay with you?
Hey, by the way, those peanuts that you gave me, I tried eating them. They were comics, Molly. I'm hungry.
Every time I send you something,
and my home's wet.
It's raining outside, and you live outside.
We cut to the home of Charles Schultz as the doorbell rings. Oh, hello. Can I help you?
Yeah, I got a complaint.
Yes?
Do you think
Lionel is too funny?
What?
You think, like, Lionel is too funny?
I think Lionel is too funny?
Peppermint Patty. Sorry, my wife's a teacher.
Scene.
I killed it just then.
Sorry, my wife's a teacher.
I do want to see a scene.
Again?
Again.
Oh, my goodness.
This is going to be...
Why, I never.
Holy mackerel.
I do declare. This will be a Swan Lumps. So we have
Jesus.
J.P. Riddles. This will be old Vlasic J.P. Riddles.
Old Vlasic J.P. Riddles.
And J.P. Riddles, you are with your Aaron and I, who are your niece and nephew, I think we've established.
For sure.
Half-heartedly.
Yep.
And you're tucking us in with a bedtime story that's kind of like 101 Dalmatians, but it's your own little twist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When will our parents be home?
When is our mom and dad coming back?
They went to Rome, and they forgot to hire a babysitter, so they'll be back in a couple of weeks. As soon as they're done with their little trip there to the Vatican and all of the Pope and all his castles. But you're stuck with old J.P. Riddles until further notice. And,
they didn't hire a babysitter, meaning that they don't know that you're watching us?
No, I intercepted a phone call. So they called a babysitting service. I've been putting flyers all around the neighborhood. Aww. All of those flyers lead back to a phone number that's a burner phone, and a squirrel took the burner phone from me and he went up into a tree, but I climbed that tree at nighttime and I strangled that squirrel and I ate his tail.
J.P. Riddles.
Mm-hmm. And so I intercepted the call from your parents. I disguised my voice a la Mrs. Doubtfire. Oh, well, hello. I'd be happy to schedule a babysitting service for you while you go to Rome. And now here I am in a big house in a nice neighborhood eating peanut butter out of the jar. No spoons for old J.P. Riddles.
They would have let you watch us. You're a beloved family member.
Ah, but I ain't gonna take charity from nobody, okay? And now J.P. Riddles has the run of the house, and these are your dad's pants, and this is your mom's blouse.
Uncle J.P.
What's that? Now, don't call me Uncle J.P. Call me J.P. Riddles, or you call me Dr. Riddles, if
Dr. Riddles?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
J.P. Riddles.
Yes?
Why did you eat that squirrel tail if you were going to come over here and eat peanut butter?
Well, you know, a plan's a plan, and revenge is a different thing. So, anyway,
J.P. Riddles.
Climb up into the bed, okay? And I know that I pushed two sofas together, and I'm calling that a bed because I'm taking all the beds in the house.
Can you read us
a
story?
Bed fort for myself. Yes, what do you want, little one?
Are you wearing our mom's perfume because it smells like it?
I'm not wearing your mom's perfume. I drank your mom's perfume because I thought I was having a big glass of brandy, and J.P. Riddles hasn't had alcohol in quite some time, unless you count squirrel urine, which does fuck you up pretty good.
J.P. Riddles?
But it's not really the same as alcohol. Climb into bed. Now, what do you want now, little girl?
It looks like your hair was on fire recently.
Okay, well, I did have to watch all of Mrs. Doubtfire, and I tried to recreate a couple of scenes, and I didn't light my hair on fire.
You look more like Fire Marshal Bill from In Living Color.
Well,
he's right. My brother's right.
I don't know how you fucking make that reference. You little 13-year-old miscreant. Everybody climb into the couch bed there, your old Uncle J.P. Riddles. Hold on now. What do you want, little girl? I'll entertain one more question from you.
You've had the same piece of spinach in your teeth since I was born. Why don't you take it out?
I would love to take it out, but this piece of spinach was surgically inserted into my teeth by a doctor. It was his dying wish that I keep it here.
Okay, same comment as my sister, but the fork in your neck.
Okay. Well, old J.P. Riddles started watching Mrs. Doubtfire, but apparently...
Can we take out that fork?
No, apparently I was watching the movie Frankenstein, and I did a couple of things wrong, and then about halfway to the movie, I realized my mistake and started watching the right movie, but
It's not even two forks on each end, it's one fork all the way through.
It's one fork all the way through. I think I nicked something important,
so
we're going to...
It's a plastic fork.
It is indeed, so I'm just going to wait till it biodegrades. Now, get into bed, and I want to read you this
story.
Tell us a story.
Okay, now this is one of my famous Swan Lumps books. This is Swan Lumps 22. Swan Lumps 22, the man who made one coat out of one dog. Okay, so once upon a time, there was an old hermity man, and he had a horrible, shitty life, and he lived out in the yard, and he had no friends and no family. And one day, his no-good brother and his beautiful wife went to Rome. Yes, he went to Rome on a vacation, and old J.P., this man in the woods, snuck into the house, and he found that there was a dog guarding the house, and he made quick work of that dog, and by that I mean he took about 45 minutes and let the dog bite him all over, but finally he strangled that dog with an old piece of spaghetti he had in his back pocket, and he cut the dog up and made a
little dog that we love that we've rescued.
Baxter's gone, okay? He went to Rome with your parents.
See.
God, J.P. Riddles is one of my favorite fictional characters in anything.
J.P. Riddles.
Right up there with Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
J.P. Riddles is just me blacking out.
He talks through you.
Yeah. Never stop talking and never listen.
For people at home, JPC puts his head on the table, closes his eyes, and holds up a sock puppet. It's like a Mick Foley situation. Mankind sort of a...
He's not even moving his mouth. The sound's actually coming from
the
puppet.
I do it all from the top of a steel cage.
Wait, oh my God. I know that smell. Oh. J.P. Riddles is somewhere close. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that is J.P. Riddles. J.P. Riddles, why don't you come in here? Oh, and you got your niece and nephew with you.
Is someone cooking food in here? It smells like a hot meal in here. Oh,
that's you.
God damn it, it's a brick building.
You smell like a crock pot full of... vomit and...
J.P. Riddles, please be nice
leather.
To these people.
We call that hooker chili.
Why?
What's that?
You call that hooker over there chili?
Well,
that, first of all,
chili.
That hooker has a heart of gold. And he gave me a ride over
wait,
here.
Wait, bring her over. Gold is... We're in our golden anniversary, so if she has a heart of gold...
No, I'm sorry, I misspoke. She's got a hard-on of gold.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Wait, that's a cardboard cutout of Julia Roberts.
Okay.
Mr. Riddles, they're recording this. At. Don't say anything gross.
Okay. Now, I did bring my niece and my nephew here. They said,
"Yeah, we're here."
Yeah, they wanted to have a hot meal, and I said, "There's nothing hotter than what's going on in this podcast studio." So, what is going on in this podcast studio? Right,
we're
here
doing our Hey Riddle Riddle 50th episode.
50 episodes! Wow, what an accomplishment! Not like me, who's written over 300 Swan Lumps books.
Ooh, would you, as a treat for our listeners, would you mind reading one of your Swan Lumps stories? Actually, specifically, book number 50?
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to read Swan Lumps 50?
Or 69?
Riddles.
Okay, I'll do Swan Lumps 50.
Tell them what podcast you think that you're on right now, though.
This is Car Talk. I know, because there's a talking car right there and a talking car right there. Okay, hold on. Let's see. Here. Okay. Let me see.
Mr. Riddles?
Rummage through my... You can call me... You call me Jack.
You're in... What?
Call me Jack.
We've just found out your first name?
No. I just watched Pirates of the Caribbean today, and I want to be like Johnny Depp. Not like Johnny Depp.
Mr. Riddles, the entire back of your pants is covered in blood. No blood in the front, only the back.
That's not blood, that's piss. But
how did you piss the back of your pants? Did you sit on your dick?
Well, not me, but...
Good question.
Somebody else sat on your dick...
Chili.
Backwards to a real boy.
Yeah, that's blood. All right, now, hold on. This is Swan Lumps number 50.
Mr. Riddles, tell them what you think podcasts are.
Okay, I told you. I think podcasts are Pop-Tarts. Now, this is Swan Lumps number 50. The man who came into a podcast to get a hot meal. Well,
this was pre-written?
Well, once upon a time, there was a man who was a classically misunderstood, kind of handsome man about town, a cavalier, devil-may-care attitude.
Blood's moving to the front.
And he took his two little dipshit niece and nephews down to a podcast studio because
one
he
niece,
thought
one nephew.
Podcast was Pop-Tarts, and he wanted to get a hot meal. Ain't nothing like a hot blueberry Pop-Tart. So J.P. Riddles, I mean, the old man, who's a handsome devil, walked into that podcast studio, but it was a frickin' ambush, and inside that studio was three little miscreants, JPC and Adel and old, what's her name?
I'm a car.
And he talked to them, two talking cars that were shifty-looking motherfuckers. And anyway, old JP pulled out the squab, which was full of fake blood from his pants, and dashed them all in the eyes, and then stole all their Pop-Tarts, a.k.a. microphones, and started eating on those things until Brad Garrett came out of nowhere and popped him in the back of the head with a sock full of quarters.
Ooh, you didn't even open up a book.
All right, kids, come on. We're getting out of here. Oh, Brad Garrett going to pop me a sock full of quarters.
Can we get a hot meal somewhere?
Oh, no hot meal. No hot meal.
Oh, wow, Jesus. That was...
That was disruptive.
JBC, you were real quiet during that one.
I'm sorry, but when you're in the presence of fucking talent, you shut your mouth.
Yeah, JBC classically JBC classically read Swan Lumps growing up and refused to read.
I stand JP Riddles.
You're a purist, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm a big fan of it. He can do no wrong in my book.
Yeah. It is Humpty Dumpty, and it appears in whose nursery rhyme?
The Queen of Swans.
Mother
Lumps.
Mother Swan Lumps.
Father Lumps.
Oh, my God. I know we heard from J.P. Riddles recently, but we got to see.
We got to see a Swan Lumps.
You're not going to be Mother Goose, JPC. You're going to be Mother Swan,
okay.
Which is JPC, or J.P. Riddles' great-great-great grandmother, and she is very simple.
Has to be Matriarch Swan.
Matriarch Swan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Matriarch Swan, read one of your new little fairy tale poems.
Okay, I'll read one of my patriarch. What did you say, patriarch parents?
Yes, a fake.
Sorry,
patriarch.
I just woke up. I was taking a nap. I was making this model airplane, and Lou put me to sleep, and I took a little airplane nap.
Why do you live in a big shoe?
We just watched you fill the shoe with water and throw a toaster into it.
Okay, the question on the table as it stands is, why do I live in a big shoe? And because would you want to live in a small shoe? No, that would be uncomfortable. So big shoe, perfect, because it's got lots of room.
Why are you making that fork and that spoon kiss?
I'm actually not. I'm making this fork get spooned. The fork's a little spoon, the spoon's a big spoon, regular spoon, spoon and fork, and then this is just a little thing I'm trying out.
Is it true that you got all your stories from a nightmare world that you entered into behind that tree over there?
Partially true.
What's it called?
I did take a spin around that tree. A big coconut fell on my head, and now my whole life is a nightmare because nothing makes sense. And every four or five words, I get them all jumbled around in my mind, so it's a huge nightmare for me.
You think those possums hanging in the tree are coconuts?
I know they go coconuts for being called possums because I call them that, and they said, we're trash cats, and they scratched up my face, and they tried to climb down my throat, and that is coded language because I did try to eat one of those possums.
Why are there breadcrumbs leading up to your shoe?
Are those breadcrumbs? I'm making floor soup. So those are croutons, my man.
Okay, well, can you read one of your new poems?
Yeah, I'd love to read one of my new poems. You got a favorite that I can read for you kids?
Mm-hmm. Let's
can you
see.
Read the one about
you want me
Jack
to read
and
it?
Jill?
Oh, yeah, okay. Jill was wearing a jacket to the theater because she was cold. And her boyfriend, Bill, was like, I'm cold too. Let me get that jacket. And she said, if you were cold, you should have thought about that before we left the fucking apartment and gotten your own jacket. And he said, listen, Mariah, if I knew that I was going to be cold, then I would have brought a jacket.
Do Little Miss Muffet.
Okay, Little Miss Muffet. Little Miss Muppet sat in the fucking theater. She was wearing that jacket. And old J.P. Riddles was stewing mad because he was cold as hell and he wanted to get that fucking jacket on.
Do Mary Mary Quite Contrary.
Oh, Mary Mary. That's a personal favorite of mine. Mary Mary Quite Contrary started screaming in the middle of Hobbs and Shaw because J.P. Riddles ripped that jacket off of her and said, I'm cold too.
Do Ba-Ba Black Sheep.
Ba-Ba Black Sheep. Well, I bought the fucking jacket, so I think if I paid cash money for
just
it,
sing a song of sixpence.
Okay, so old J.P. Riddles is sitting in the back of the sixpence police car, and he's screaming at the guy because it's too cold in the police car, and he can't wear his jacket because his girlfriend's finishing Hobbs and Shaw wearing it.
Matriarch.
Uh-huh.
Swan.
Yeah.
Can you end with Three Blind Mice? That's my
favorite. That's our
favorite.
Paul.
Absolutely.
This is my brother. He doesn't have organs.
That's okay. You got just pipes on you, kid.
Just pianos.
So you
just
don't pianos. Need organs. All right, Three Blind Mice. Hickory dickory dock. Blind mice went to the doctor. The doctor said, you're all fucking blind. There's nothing I can do for you here. I'm an eye doctor, and you're too far gone. And they say, we're not too far gone. We got cataracts. And he goes, mice with cataracts? Well, you got yourself a problem because my dogs are barking. And my feet hurt. And he's like, well, your feet should hurt because you live in your own shoes. And then he ate a big batch of floor soup that he had been making up from earlier that day. And he called his girlfriend, who was still at Hobbs and Shaw, without him. And he said, I'm sorry, baby. I'm so sorry I screamed. And I went right to voicemail.
Can my brother try some of your floor soup? He's very sick.
I'm going to take a nap down here in the dirt. You guys go ahead and wake me up when it's Jesus.
See. Oh, boy. Floor soup.
That killed Adel.
Amazing.
J.P. Riddles, J.P. Riddles, tell us a story.
Tell us a story.
Come on, please. One of your swan lumps, please, J.P. Riddles, please.
I don't feel up to telling the swan lumps today. Maybe come back tomorrow.
Get out of the bath and tell us a story.
Yeah, take that snake out of your penis hole.
First of all, this isn't a snake, it's a rake. I'm not in a bath, it's a cath. I'm putting a snake rake cath into my... It doesn't matter, it's a medical procedure.
Did
but
you steal my Dr. Seuss books?
What's that?
Did you steal my Dr. Seuss books?
I stole someone's Dr. Peppers. I definitely drank those, and they were diet caffeine-free. Why even buy the Dr. Pepper at that point? All right, what do you kids want?
A story.
A story.
Also, can you take us out to ice cream?
Yeah, take us to Cold Stone.
Cold Stone?
Or, even better, take us trick-or-treating. J.P. Riddles, tell us a story and take us trick-or-treating.
Okay, I'll tell you. Well, we'll do a little column A, a little column B. I'll tell you a story, and on the way, we're going to go to an ice cream shop, and we're going to try trick-or-treating at the ice cream shop and see if we can get maybe 40, 50 free samples, enough that we can formulate our own scoops back at the table. And J.P. Riddles has a special way of making ice cream scoops. I take the little napkins that they give them, I roll them up like they do their cones, and then I put the ice cream samples inside the napkin, then I put it in my pocket, forget about it, fall asleep, and wake up with a bunch of beavers covering my body trying to get at that little ice cream. But that was my plan the whole along. I grabbed those beavers by their necks, strangle them dead, and boy, oh boy, now I got beaver suits, beaver hats. J.P. Riddles is living large! Saks Fifth Avenue on all those beaver parts. Now, you kids wanted to hear a story, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, please tell us a story.
All right, this one is Swan Lumps number 61. This is the old man and his trip to Ben and Jerry's. Well, the old man was very crunchety and crackety, and because he was...
What's crunchety and crackety?
Don't worry about that. He was all hopped up on crack and bunch of crunch. It's a little combo of the two that he made, and he snorts himself. And anyway, he snorted up a bunch of movie candy and crack cocaine, and he walked into what he imagined was a Baskin-Robbins, but what it actually was a bike store.
What's the difference between Baskin-Robbins and Ben & Jerry's?
Mm-hmm. 42 flavors. So anyway, he's at this bike store, and he's ripping pedals off the wall, and he's screaming at the man, and he says, you're covered in beaver bites, you old fool. You better get out of this bike store. And he takes a fixie bike, and he says, I'll take one with all the fixings. The bike owner tosses him out on his ass, and he's out in the parking lot doing a bump of baby meth, which is when you take some meth and mix it with a Baby Ruth candy bar. It's not meth for babies, which babies should not do.
J.P. Riddles?
Uh-huh.
The other day when you said you found a Baby Ruth in the pool, that was just a piece of shit.
And J.P. Riddles shouldn't have been in that pool.
Who's J.P.C.?
J.P.C. is what he calls a pool. because the water's so crystal blue.
J.P. Riddles?
J.P. Riddles?
Mm-hmm. We went to the movies last week.
Sure.
You bought so much movie candy. What other drug movie candy combinations did you make with
I'm
all that
glad
movie candy?
You asked. Let's see. There's nachos weed and there's popcorn PCP.
JP Riddles.
Uh-huh.
Why are your eyes completely white?
What's that?
Why are your eyes completely white?
Because I can see the truth. Because I know all about Obama's wars. I know what's going on.
Oh, JP Riddles.
I know what's going on.
What did you do with the Twizzlers that we bought?
What's that?
At the movies. What drugs did you put in the Twizzlers?
Twizzlers? I actually have a special use for Twizzlers. I like to use those Twizzlers as straw. Straw so I can soak up and drink up whatever I'm drinking. It turns out what I was drinking was stolen diet caffeine-free Dr. Pepper and it tasted like horse piss. And so I ruined some Twizzlers. And
how
I
do you know what horse piss sounds like?
Well, you know what horse piss sounds
like. That's a t-shirt.
You know what horse piss sounds like because if you can hear it, you're too close.
I meant what it tastes like, but I think I'm catching. You're crazy.
JP Riddles, is it, we're scared to ask this, but is it true you accidentally ate one of your family members?
Ate one of your family members?
We're too scared to ask. My brother's going to ask. Ask the question.
Did you eat one of your family members? We didn't hear any rumors. We just saw your tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
It's a picture of you eating someone, and there's an arrow that says family.
Well, this is actually half a tattoo and half a gopher bite that came along to make it look like a tattoo.
It has a kid from Family Circus.
Yeah, and he's paying on a Chevy logo.
Sorry, Circus Shoes.
Circus Shoes. Now,
Circuit City.
Thank you so much. Best Buy, turn on the fun. Now, old JP Riddles did indeed, unfortunately, eat a member of his family. But when I say a member, I do mean a penis. And when I say a family, he did eat his brother's penis.
Did you know William Shakespeare's penis was a dog?
Mm-hmm.
Shaggy dog.
A hound dog. What does that mean? Anyway, we're here at the Ben and Jerry's.
Trick or treat, JP Riddles. Do you have any candy? Candy that doesn't have drugs in it?
Why would you want that?
Because I like candy. Do you have any, like, sour Skittles or gummy bears?
Wafers.
If you like candy, you're going to love candy laced with drugs. It's some of the best stuff. Now, okay, here's the plan. We're here at the Baskin Robbins, or it looks like it's actually a bike shop of some sort, but I'm going to shove you kids into the door. You're going to start screaming and tearing things off, and J.P. Riddles is going to sneak in while you're making a mess, and I'm going to go to the cash register, and I'm going to plead with that thing to open up, please. And if I do get it to open up, I'm going to take the cash out of that cash register, and we're going to go live like kings. We're going to go to the Aldi and get Chef Boyardee. We're going to eat to our heart's content tonight. How does that sound to you kids?
We're busy.
See.
I want to see a scene. I want to see JP Riddles at Thanksgiving dinner with his niece and nephew, and we'll see if JPC can do it.
Ooh, this will be our biggest challenge yet.
No, it won't. It'll be my biggest challenge yet. You have to do nothing.
Hi, Uncle JP Riddles. Can you pass the rolls?
Okay, pass the rolls. Here's the keys to my Rolls Royce. Just kidding. That's a lawnmower with a little lawn chair riding on top of it. I call it my Rolls Royce, but really what it is it's a riding mower that I turned into a standing mower. Oh, boy, what are you kids doing here?
We're here for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, that's right. I said I'd host this year. And
we're thankful for you,
my tree's
JP.
A mess. All right, come up under the branches.
Yeah, what is this, Jeep? What is this tree?
This is my apartment. I leased this from my landlord. Now my landlord's a squirrel, but he's got a big gray beard, so he's wise.
Uncle JP Riddles, we're... Like my brother said, we're so thankful for you, so we thought we didn't want you to spend the holiday alone.
Oh, that's very nice of you, but I'm never alone. I've got the ghost of my past haunting me wherever I go.
Is this harp in the corner your bed?
That's a harpoon, actually.
I'm dumb.
It's a helix sleep harpoon. Ain't nothing like a great night's sleep on a sharp, rusty, underwater fish sword.
You'll have a whale of a night.
That's true.
Nice. Uncle JP Riddle.
Yes, what's going on?
Did you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade
this
morning?
Yeah, did you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day?
I did watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but I gotta say that I was pretty dicey for me because me and Underdog have quite a rivalry.
Balloon?
Nope, not the balloon. The man the balloon's based on.
The Underdog?
Mm-hmm.
You mean Sam Rockwell's acting career?
How old are you? Never mind. Kids, come up into the tree, and I want to tell you now. I'm glad that I just invited you and not your judgmental parents. But Thanksgiving
they're is just judges. That's what their job is. They're a judge.
Well, actually, technically, they were both disbarred, or they should be when the court gets my letter, but I did write it in squirrel blood, and I made my landlord mighty mad, but I've been borrowing that from him. But I wanted to tell you kids what I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving.
What, Uncle JP?
Can you read a Swan Lumps that talks about how what you're thankful for?
I absolutely can. I have prepared a Swan Lumps for this very occasion.
Aww.
Swan Lumps 159.
His eyes are rolling back into his head to where it's only white.
Swan Lumps 159, the man who fell out of the tree on Thanksgiving Day. Well, it was a brisk and cold February morning, and
that's
it wasn't
redundant.
Nowhere near Thanksgiving, but old. The old man in the tree decided that he had been a wise way, wanted to see his niece and nephew and hope that they could maybe steal some money from their parents. So he sent him a Thanksgiving letter, and he sent it to the school so no one would find it. And the kids came unwittingly to the tree. Now the tree was not a load-bearing tree because it's more of a shrub. And it's at the governor's mansion. That old man could not keep his weight balance in that tree, and he plummeted right out, and he smacked his head on the ground. But
he was okay, right?
Well, of course he was okay. He was telling the story. In fact, smacking his head on the ground, he went to the school nurse. Now, the school nurse was the only nurse that would see him because he's not allowed back in the hospital anymore because he would steal the penicillin. And the school nurse took pity on him, and she said, you know, what you need is, you just need a nice place to stay. And he said, can I stay here in the school? And she said, well, that would be horribly inappropriate. And she called the police, and he ended up staying in jail. And so he spent his Thanksgiving, February through April, in a jail cell. But you know what, kids? He deserved it.
Oh, what a great story.
Are you ready for Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah. Yeah. This,
we're going to eat a live squirrel. Get your squirrel forks.
Wait.
I'm coming for you, landlord.
Uncle JP?
Uh-huh.
Why does this postage stamp have wife written on it?
Oh, boy. Well, kids, it's about time you met old J.P. Riddle's wife.
This stamp?
Uh-huh. She's a forever stamp, so she'll always stay young.
See?
You did it. You did it.
Created by Adol Refai. Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.